I want to turn to a story in the Irish Independent today that patients and visitors are now shelling out more than €1 million a month in car parking charges at HSE-run hospitals. For more on this, we're joined by Michael Harty, Independent TD for Clare and Chairman of the, or Chair of the Health Committee, I should say. Michael, your reaction to this story.
Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think there's a number of important aspects to the story. I think car parking charges should be run on a cost-neutral basis. There is a cost to running a car park in a hospital, and I think you have to recognise that. So there should be some charge in relation to car parking. But car parking charges should not be part of the revenue stream to run hospital services. I don't think that should be a method of generating income to run the hospital. So, and the third point, I think, is that staff should not have to pay car parking charges when they turn up to work. So given those three caveats, I think...
Why should staff get free car parking? Nobody else does.
Well, I think you're turning up to work in a very important institution.
Lots of people turn up to work in very important institutions. Well, they don't get free car parking.
I think it's a tax on people coming to provide a very important service. They need to park close to where they work. It's not a standard type of work. I think there are staff who are on call.
So by that basis, everybody, firemen, solicitors, teachers, they should all get free. Well, teachers do get free car parking in the school, I suppose.
Well, I think you will find that many of those institutions do provide free parking.
In the public sector, of course. Nobody in the private sector gets free car parking.
But the main tenure of the article is that...
We won't get bogged down on that point. The cost-neutral point, look, I know where you're coming from, and I think most people instinctively would agree. But there is a reality, and I don't need to tell you this, Michael, because you know your stuff in this area, is that we are struggling to make ends meet in the health service, and that the money has to come from somewhere.
Well, I think our public hospital system should be funded from public funds. There is a huge issue in relation to the funding required to run our public hospitals from private insurers and treating private patients. And I think this is just another aspect of that, of using funds from the public to fund public services, which should be funded by central exchequer funding.
Mm. Yeah, but the reality is, it's us, the punters, who are going to have to pay one way or another, even if it comes from public funds. That means extra taxation, because there isn't enough money there to increase the amount that we spend on hospitals. So the money has to come from somewhere.
Well, I think the article does refer to the fact that this is a tax on sick people. It's either a tax on sick people themselves or a tax upon their relatives. And as I said earlier, yes, I think a car park has to be run properly, and it should be run on a cost-neutral basis, but not used as a revenue stream to provide public services. So I think there should be a maximum charge on car parking. And those who have complex illness or who have long-term illness, there should be certainly a maximum on the amount of car parking charges for those visitors. For instance, if you're paying €10 a day, which doesn't sound a lot, but you have to visit your relative 30 days in a month, that's €300. And I think that's way above what anyone should expect to pay.
So what should the cap be, do you think, in terms of a daily charge?
Well, certainly I think €10 a day is a reasonable cap. But if that is to be repeated on a regular basis, I think that should be waived. So, I mean, technology is such at the moment that if you reach, say, €30 or €40 a month, I think that should be the maximum that you should pay for visiting anybody in a hospital over a prolonged period of time.
€30 a month? Like €1 a day, you're saying?
Well, no, I'm not, no, because if people have chronic illness, if they have cancer, if they are receiving repeated treatments such as radiotherapy, to visit somebody who is in hospital for a prolonged period of time, I think it's unreasonable that you pay €300 a month to visit such a person like that.
Okay.
So I think there should be a maximum charge in prolonged illness like that. So I do recognise that it costs money to run a car park, but it should not be a revenue-raising method,
okay,
and it should not put undue hardship on those who have to visit.
All right, we'll leave it there. Michael Harty, Independent TD for Clare, and of course, Chair of the Health Committee. Thanks indeed for talking to us.